Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Master, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard? Elohim also, bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will? For unto the angels has he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak? But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you visit him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with dignity and honor, and did set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Yahshua, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with dignity and honor, that he by the grace of Yahweh should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to honor, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifies and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly will I sing praise to you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which Yahweh have given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For truly, he took not on him angels, but he took on the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to Elohim, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. End of chapter.